This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. President Trump is in New York to attend the United Nations General Assembly. AP's Julie Walker reports.
President Trump will meet privately with world leaders today, whether that includes Iran's president, who says he has a peace plan following escalating tensions over Saudi oil attacks and the U.S. response. Remains to be seen.
I have no plans to meet with him, but I'm always open.
As for negotiations with other countries like China and trade,
a lot of progress is being made in a lot of different ways. China is coming along well.
Trump also hosts a religious freedom event at the UN today. He's calling on the international community to prevent attacks based on religious beliefs. Then tomorrow, he takes the world stage to address heads of state at the General Assembly. I'm Julie Walker.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is working to find a diplomatic outcome to tensions with Iran, which has been blamed for an attack on Saudi oil facilities. VOA's Arash Arabasazi has more.
The attack seems to have derailed any hopes of high-level talks this coming week at the United Nations General Assembly.
Nothing's ever off the table completely, but I have no intention of meeting with Iran. That doesn't mean it doesn't happen. I'm a very flexible person, but we have no intention. It's not set up. We're meeting with a lot of leaders. We have about 15 meetings set up, but Iran is not one of them.
Sunday in Tehran, President Hassan Rouhani said Iran would make its case this week at the UN to keep regional matters local. Arash Arabasazi, VOA News, Washington.
At least 24 civilians were killed Monday during a raid conducted by Afghan special forces on Taliban hideouts in the southern Helmand province. A government official says the number of deaths could rise when a final toll is available. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has admitted talking about corruption with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, but stopped short of saying they talked about investigating 2020 leading Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. A Wall Street Journal report says Trump urged Zelensky 8 times to investigate Biden and his son Hunter. Trump reportedly wanted to know whether a Ukrainian gas company tried to win favors by hiring Hunter while Joe Biden was U.S. vice president. The president said the White House will make a determination whether to release a transcript or details of the phone call, which came in July, 2 months after Zelensky took power in Ukraine. The Trump administration is backing away from its attempt to cut $4 billion from the amount of foreign aid distributed by the United States. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman explains.
Lawmakers from the Democratic and Republican parties push back, calling the plan an attempt to sidestep the authority of Congress over government spending. A White House official tells VOA that despite President Donald Trump's desire to be wise about where U.S. money is going, it is clear that there are many in Congress who are not willing to join in curbing wasteful spending. Trump earlier in the week said he was considering scaling back an effort to slash foreign aid and would decide on the proposal within days. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Global travel company Thomas Cook is going out of business, leaving hundreds of thousands of holidaymakers stranded. Carolyn Malone reports from Reuters.
Hundreds of thousands of holidaymakers are stranded around the world after travel firm Thomas Cook went under. The head of the British Aviation Authority says they're working with the government to bring 150,000 people back to the UK. Thomas Cook runs hotels, resorts and airlines for 19 million people across 16 countries. And with 600,000 people currently abroad, a huge rescue operation is needed. The firm had been struggling with £1.7 billion worth of debt. Chief Executive Peter Fankhauser said it was a matter of profound regret that the company had gone out of business.
That is Reuters' Carolyn Malone reporting. Israel's president is holding his second and final day of crucial talks to find a new prime minister and a way out of political deadlock as he meets Monday with the smaller parties elected in last week's vote. The president's post-election talks are usually a formality, but the largely ceremonial president is now playing a key role after almost tied election result. He is expected to announce his choice Wednesday. Kenyan officials say at least 7 children have been killed after a classroom collapsed at a school in Nairobi. A government spokesperson says 57 students were taken to the hospital. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
And broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits.